Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
So, you know, what I tell people is 2028 will be here before we know it. It sounds long away, a far time away, but it's right around the corner. And Metro, which I sit on the board of the Metro, has a bulk of the big projects prepared for the mass transit needs of thousands of tourists that will be descending upon Los Angeles County. The goal is to provide public transit for every single venue so that people don't have to depend upon their car. The county itself doesn't have any major capital projects in store for the Olympics. We have a venue out in my district, out in Benelli Park, but we've got the infrastructure already in place. The majority of the Olympic events will take place by leveraging the infrastructure of existing stadiums and venues across the county. Sites like the Rose Bowl Stadium, Universal Studios, Lake Paris, USC and UCLA will have lead roles rolling this out. The City of Los Angeles and Mayor Karen Bass' office also certainly have key roles as well. And we work closely with them so that we can provide that support, because at the end of the day, this is going to really be an opportunity for LA County to shine. Yeah. So my best advice to business owners who want to get involved echoes what I said before, and that is we need keep informed and get involved. And they can visit la28.org to keep up to date on what's being planned and see how they can see what role they may want to play in moving and rolling out the Olympics, because there is going to be a need for volunteers and there will be opportunities. And if there's an interest, whether it be in swimming or horses or whatever it is, they can go on la28.org and reach out and offer to volunteer and get involved.
Thank you. Thank you for the information. I think, you know, to my surprise, when I started working with the government sector, I started understanding how it works and all the opportunities that are out there. And I never thought how it's so easy. And a lot of times people think it's so complicated to do something. Well, speaking of the Olympics, right? Like the Olympics is coming and they need contractors and they need all these different vendors. And so one of the reasons why I wanted to speak about that a little bit is because the Armenian community, it seems like, at least for myself, from my experience, I had no idea that working with my county, working with at a federal level, local level, state level is possible. I thought you have to be so special and have all these different qualifications. Now, yes, you do have to have certain certifications and insurances and things like that, but most businesses nowadays have that. So it's nothing, you know, it's nothing impossible. And so one of the reasons why I wanted to speak about the Olympics and the opportunities that are out there is because I feel like the Armenian community isn't really knowledgeable about the opportunities that will be coming our way and how easy it'll be for them to potentially partner with the county and the city of LA and, you know, all these different, sectors to start providing some kind of services and helping make this possible. So thank you for the information. I appreciate that. And I do encourage the Armenian, especially entrepreneurs and business owners, to look into it more, because the opportunities are there and the help is needed. So thank you for that.
Yeah, but let me just say on that note, beyond the Olympics, I also want those listening to us to know that I support diversity in our contracting process. The county has an obligation to making contracting transparent and accessible. And so the board as a whole, is leading a charge to make sure that happens. And so your listeners can keep informed by visiting doingbusiness.lacounty.gov. The goal is, with this website, is to provide everything you need to know about how to register to become a vendor with the county and what bids are open. And I want my constituents to know that I'm committed to cutting through the red tape to make the contracting process between the county and local businesses easier, faster, and in the end, more efficient. For example, we have a local small business enterprise program set up through our county's Department of Business and Consumer Affairs that's giving small business owners preference when bidding and speeds up payment, which is a key issue for small businesses, speeds up the payment from the county to that vendor. Because many of these vendors are living paycheck to paycheck. And so to wait 90 to 120 days to get reimbursed is not realistic. We are doing that, and we are doing it in real time. So I would encourage everybody, you have to have qualifications, but the process is really being made, is being streamlined to make it easier and less intimidating for small businesses.
Thank you. And I can attest to that, because when I started in this sector, one of the hesitations, actually, I was hesitant because of the pay period. They expected the terms to be 90 days, 60 days. And that meant for me as an advertising agency, that meant that I would spend the money out of my pocket, spend $20, $30, $100,000, put the billboards up, and then sit and wait for the county to pay me. And in reality, you know, that's a lot of money for me as a business owner to invest and then sit and wait, at least for the type of business that I own. And it goes the same for a lot of small businesses who are paying employees to do certain things. So thank you for mentioning that. That's a huge plus, and I am aware of it, and I have been benefiting a lot from that personally. Now, I know you like hiking. I'm going to dive into I'm jumping everywhere today. I want to talk a little bit about your personal, just get to know you personally. I know the reason why I want to talk about hiking is because I love hiking too. That's just something that I've been doing with my kids for the past, God, like I want to say 12 years now. And now I have a two-year-old. It's been really hard to hike with a two-year-old because I end up carrying him halfway through the hike. But I want to talk a little bit about hiking, and if you share your favorite places that you go hiking.
Wow. Well, you know, first of all, hiking is really my my way of not only being healthier, but also clearing my mind. And the 5th District has the greatest open space areas to walk, whether it be Eaton Canyon, Vasquez Rocks, Benelli Park. Even the Arboretum and Descanso Gardens, if you don't want to go up into the hills, we have it in our own backyard. Descanso Gardens is amazing if you just want to kind of just reset, or the Arboretum as well. The Arboretum has got the peacocks and all, and is an incredible place, and you can go there and actually have lunch. The women that are the vendors there create incredible food. And so I would encourage people to do that as well. But for me, it's a personal decision I made. I knew when I was elected that this job can be very stressful. And if I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of my constituents. And so I'm up early. I'm up at 4 a.m. And I will put in 4 miles before I come into the office. And because of that, I was able to go with some friends, some girlfriends, and walk the Camino de Santiago in Spain. Now, I couldn't do the whole thing at one time because I work, but I've done 2 phases of it, so I've only got 1 more to do, and I will have completed the entire walk of the pilgrims to Santiago. I want to do that, you know, sooner rather than later, and get that done so that because it's a personal accomplishment for me. But what I find is that walking really is a way also, and you talk about you walk with your kids, to reconnect with your friends, because that's what I do. I walk with friends, and it's a way to de-stress as well. And I love the fact that my friends know me for who I am, not as a supervisor. So it's also a way for me to kind of just relax and again, reset. So hiking is a passion, but I would say in the 5th District, especially in the county as a whole, but 5th District, we are ripe with places to walk. If you don't have the time to get up to the mountains, Descanso and the Arboretum are remarkable. The Huntington Library, which is not county operated, but is in our backyard, is a place where you can go in and walk the gardens and then get a little art culture thrown in as well, going into the museums. So we're blessed to live where we live, both the weather, but also the cultural sites that we have that allow us to really diversify our way of thinking, and that can be through a hike.
I love it. I love it. Do you ever have meetings with your team while you hike?
No, that's a new one. And I'm gonna give that some thought, because you know what? That's good team building. So I appreciate that. I had not thought about that, but that would be a good team building as well. Thank you.
When I was working for New York Times, the headquarters was based in Santa Monica on 2nd Street. So my team and I would always go on the pier and just walk and have our meetings, one-on-one meetings or group meetings. And it always made it feel a little bit less, especially when we had to discuss really challenging projects, and it just helped ease that tension. And it was always, it seemed like we were always together rather than, you know, against each other. So I highly recommend that. I do it all the time.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that recommendation. I had not thought about it, but you just gave me a great thought, because it gets them out of the office. And to your point, may stimulate more thoughts and more creativity.
Yes. And it always seems like you're a team. It just reminds the team that you're together. You're taking this path together, and you're solving problems together one step at a time. I do believe that you're an impeccable leader. What advice do you have for the listeners who are trying so hard to be better leaders in this digital age that's so challenging at times, because, you know, especially working with the younger generation, they think differently. Their attention span is very different. I was in a meeting with my engineers, and I had my daughter sit in that meeting and listen in, and half the time her eyes were on her phone. And you know, thank God she was my daughter. I pulled her aside and I said, take the phone away. And, you know, but if it's my employees, I can't directly say that. I just can't, you know. Maybe she's dealing with an emergency on her phone or whatever. What advice do you have for leaders to deal with all of this?
Well, first I'll say, you know, tackling big social problems, which we've talked about, the homeless issue, the drug crisis and all, doesn't happen overnight. You need vision and tenacity. And tenacity is, putting it mildly, as a leader, you need those two things, vision and tenacity, to make change happen. For me personally, being a leader is leading by example. I respect my title, but I am a person just like my staff. So treating people with respect and having a work ethic that you, again, lead by example. I don't ask of my staff anything that I wouldn't ask for myself. I think because I came from the staff side, I understand the challenges of being, you know, someone who is a policy a deputy, but at the same time, my expectations come from experience. And so I would say to people that want to be leaders, humility. That's lost oftentimes, especially with electeds, because people treat you differently when you're an elected with a title. But make no mistake, you are still the same person you were before you had that title. So humility is important to remember where you came from, but lead by example. And if you fail, failure is not necessarily going to define who you are. It's how you deal with that is going to really define who you are. So, you know, I've had issues that have not been hit out of the park, but that's made me stronger and better at my job. And I hope people will base their view of me on not just my successes, but how I've dealt with those issues that have not been the success that I had hoped. And homelessness to be an issue. I mean, I really, in the 8 years I've been in this office, want to tackle and eradicate homelessness. The good news is in the 5th District, it's down 4%. The bad news is the numbers are still far too high. But I'm not letting that be defeat me. It's making me more focused and tenacious in terms of addressing this issue.
I love it. I love it. There are a lot of mothers out there who are juggling work, careers, and motherhood. And in my culture specifically, I find that juggling it all is extremely hard because our culture still demands that we make dinner and we clean up. And at times it feels so overwhelming to be an Armenian career woman, mother, wife. It's just extremely challenging. And to find that balance, to be able to, you know, find the time to take care of ourselves, but then take care of four other, you know, human beings, including the, you know, husband and kids, and at times parents as well, because we do, in our culture, it's really important for us to take care of the elderly as well. I personally, and amongst, you know, I know a lot of my listeners come to me with this question as well. What advice do you have? How do we balance and find a better balance to really succeed in our career, but also be great mothers and great wives and great daughters?
Yeah, you know, the board now is all women. And as a result, we look at the challenges you just talked about, balancing family and work through a different lens. The reason why there were so many men that were directors was because they didn't have to take time off when they had a child in order to dedicate time to the first years of that child's life and then come back into the workforce. This board has made it a priority to help that balance so that women aren't at a disadvantage because they do take time off to give birth. So, you know, that is something that is going to be an ongoing challenge in the workplace, but it's not insurmountable. I tell women, give yourself grace and recognize that there's a reason why women have been the ones bearing children. It's because we've got strength and we have the ability to do that balance. That is a trait that is incredibly important in working, is being able to balance and get it all done. And women have shown time and time again the fact that they can and have done it. Now, you know, as you relate, Rich, the culture of the Armenian about, you know, the role of the mother, the wife, that's changing too. I think I know that especially the Armenian men appreciate the strength and resilience of their wives in that workforce. And so we're seeing that change. And with that support comes the additional balance that allows women not to have to take a pause on their career and then come back into the workforce. And that's where the county comes in. We, COVID brought it on, but we are definitely more in line with blended work schedules so that you can work from home and then work from the office, understanding that you still have to show up, but you don't have to show up at the office. That also gives the opportunity for women to not have to choose an either or, which you shouldn't have to choose when it comes to your family. So we are ever changing, but I do give credit to the fact that you've got 5 women leading a county of 10 million residents. So the policy decisions we make do impact the private sector as well and provide opportunities. And so I say to the women out there that are trying to figure out how they're going to go about doing this, give yourself grace, but recognize that perseverance and really focus on what you want and it can be accomplished.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I can't tell you how excited I am personally for the fact that there are 5 women overseeing 10. It's just, things are finally starting to change and we see it. And it just gives me so much hope and I'm so excited. Supervisor Barker, it's been such a pleasure having you on my show. How can our listeners get a hold of you, support you? Where would they go to learn more about you?
So if they want to learn more about me, they can. I have a website, the website is the website is they can go to the Board of Supervisors, bos.lacounty.gov, and click on the link for my website on the county. Or if they want to contact me directly through email, they can go to Catherine@bos.lacounty.gov and reach out. And on that, they will see my social media accounts. They can sign up for my newsletters. I have a newsletter once a week called Keeping Up with Catherine, and it highlights what I'm doing, what the issues are, how you can get involved, also opportunities for grants. When we have grants available, I make sure that I push that out to the community so they know what is available out there. But again, they can go on the Board of Supervisors.lacounty.gov and click on the link for my website and gather all that information. It is vital that you keep your finger to the pulse, but also hold electeds accountable, and that includes me. And so again, go on to, they can email me at Catherine@bos.lacounty.gov, or they can go to the county website, and I'm 100% positive it's Catherine Barker, all one word, .lacounty.gov, and take a look at my website, sign up for my newsletter, sign up for my tweets, and we will make sure that you're kept in the know.
Wonderful. And we'll have all this information in our as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Barker. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
All the amazing work that you do. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.